The Coalition of Muslim Organizations Ghana, COMOG, has cautioned against politics of insults, character assassination, and baseless accusations as the days towards this year's general elections draw closer. It says politicians must be held responsible for any tension with disastrous spillover. Speaking to Radio Ghana at Agonan Sabah in the Central Region, the president of COMOG, Major Alhaji Mohammed Issa, said the situation where politicians preach peace in one breath and in another violence must be stopped immediately.
I wish to take this opportunity to urge our politicians to heed good counsel and put a stop to the endless gratuitous insults, deliberate character assassinations, and false allegations on radio and in the newspapers against their opponents. For as long as they continue hurling these insults and false allegations against their opponents, tension will naturally continue to build up. And when the build-up reaches the point of explosion, the political class will have to be held responsible and be blamed for the consequences. The hypocrisy of preaching peace, whilst at the same time engaging in acts that will inevitably lead to the breach of the peace and possible eruption of violence, must stop now.
Major Alhaji Issa said it has come to the attention of COMOG that some schools in Kumasi have refused to allow Muslims to practice their faith. He asked those schools to desist from the practice as it is against the right of the students.
There are some schools in Kumasi which do not allow Muslims to practice their religion, that is praying 5 times a day. This is happening at a time we here are commissioning a project for Muslims, a project which has been undertaken by a Christian, a gesture which enhances our unity and peaceful coexistence in this country. What I'm trying to say is that it is very regrettable that others are not helping to forge and promote the peace and unity others are trying to bring about. Therefore, I want to remind the authorities of the schools concerned that it is the constitutional right of all students, including Muslims and Christians, to practice their religion without let or hindrance in any institution of their choice, and that they, the authorities, have no right whatsoever to deny Muslim students that inalienable right. COMOG, incidentally, is taking up the matter with the Ministry of Education and the Ghana Education Service.
President of the Coalition of Muslim Organizations Ghana, COMOG, Major Alhaji Mohammed Issa.